The Blind Boys of Alabama are recognized worldwide as living legends of gospel music, celebrated by the Grammys and the National Endowment for the Arts, with Lifetime Achievement Awards, inducted into the Gospel Hall of Fame, sung for two presidents in the White House, and winners of five Grammy Awards. They have attained the highest levels of achievement in a career that spans over 70 years and shows no signs of diminishing. Longevity and major awards aside, the Blind Boys have earned praise for the remarkable interpretations of everything from traditional gospel favorites to contemporary spiritual material by acclaimed songwriters such as Curtis Mayfield, Ben Harper, Eric Clapton, Prince, and Tom Waits. They will be at the Mahaley Theater in Great Barrington on Sunday night, and it's a great pleasure to welcome the lead singer of the Blind Boys of Alabama, Jimmy Carter, to the program. Jimmy, thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you aboard.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure and an honor to have you on the program. Give us a sense. You've been with the group now for how long?
Well, I'm the only active original member that's left.
You're it.
But let me correct you on something. We have sung for three presidents, not two.
Three presidents, assuming our most recent president.
That's correct.
And what is that like?
Well, to go in the White House is a special honor. For me, I had never been there before, and to be invited by three different presidents, President Clinton, President Bush, and President Obama, it's one of the highlights in our career.
When you get together and you perform, how much do you think of the early days of the group, the early days of performing, and how things have changed over more than seven decades?
Well, you know, you're right. when the Blind Boys started out, they just had one acoustic guitar. Now we have a mini band. We have a lead guitar, bass guitar, drums, and keyboard. But when we hit that stage, you know, now it's more dynamic, it's more intense. We have the music, so it makes it more intense.
When it comes to the music and putting that set list together, what are you looking for? What do you want the audience to experience? Because it's very eclectic.
I tell the people when I go out there, I say, well, we're here, and we're here to make you feel something that you never felt before. And that's the spirit of the living God. We have a message, you know. Our message is to talk about Jesus Christ, how he died, that we might live. That's our message, and that's what we're trying to touch lives, you know, to make people go back home feeling uplifted and, you know, something they never felt before.
For you, when it came to coming into the group, and of course the group formed at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind in 1939.
Yeah, we met up there. This is a blind school, and every blind person that wanted an education came to that school. It was funded by the state of Alabama. And we all got together in 1939, singing together. But the group did not hit the road professionally until 1944.
And what was it like for that, when you started to hit the road, to realize that people were coming to see you, and that it was something that transcended just being in that institute for the blind?
Yeah, well, you know, when we started out, when the blind boy started out, you know, it was segregation was prevalent. You know, we had to deal with that, but you know, it wasn't. We would never have harassed by nobody like that. We knew our place at that time. We couldn't say to certain people, well, you know, we started out, we were seeing to predominantly black people. And so we finally got a chance to sing to the mainstream, and we found out that the white people wanted it all the time. We just couldn't give it to them.
Hmm.
Now most of our audiences are our audiences are white people mostly. We don't, you know, and we have a great response, you know. They love us. That's all I can tell you.
You talk about your youth, that you would sneak out of the Alabama Institute and with your friends, and you would you always knew that you were going to be singers. I mean, that was something that you you wanted to do.
That's right. I think that was our calling. We did have to sneak out because our principal, he did not want this to happen. He wanted us to, you know, he didn't want our singing to interfere with our education, which it didn't. Because, you know, we just sang on the weekend, you know. We had a soldier camp in Talladega at that time. And we would sneak out there and sing with them on Sunday. And they would give us a little money. And money back then was, we didn't have any, so anytime we could get some, we would try to get it. And... But you know, it worked out. You know, we finally got a chance to really hit the road. So, and ever since then, you know, everything's been perfect. But you know, we've had our ups and downs. But we love what we do, and we love to sing out the gospel message, and that's what we're going to do until we can.
When you took over as the leader of the group and to fill in for Clarence Fountain, was that that must have been somewhat bittersweet, I would think.
It was bittersweet. Clarence was a tough act to follow. He was a great singer, a great leader, and to fill his shoes, you know, you have to. It was a challenge, and I don't know how I really feel them yet, but I'm trying to.
and I say bittersweet. The sweet part of that, though, is that taking center stage for sometimes. I mean, obviously you're a group, but to be the leader for a moment, there must be some fun in that.
Well, it's some fun. Yeah, you know, it's fun. You know, we would love to have Clarence still around, of course, but you know, he has encouraged us to go on. You know, he realizes that he can't travel anymore, so he passed the torch to me, and I'm trying to carry it on.
When you look at the work that you do, and you talked about the music and the spiritual aspect of what it is that you do on stage, Is there any relevance to the fact that you are all blind? In the sense of, did that change the soul or the mission of you personally and of the performance at all? Or if you had sight, would it still, do you think, be very similar to what it is?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because I was born blind.
Right.
And I believe had I had my sight, I wouldn't be doing this. I think that God called me to do this. That's why I used to question him. You know, why did he take, my parents had six boys, and I was the youngest one. And I was the only one that couldn't see. And I questioned him about that, but now I understand. I understand why it happened. Because I believe if I had my sight, I would be doing something else. And he didn't want that. He wanted me to do this. I understand now, and now if it doesn't bother me, I'm happy. I'm doing his work. I'm doing his will. And so that's all that now. Being blind doesn't bother me at all.
And I assume that in the early days of the group, and continuing to now, of course, but that there is a... there's a brotherhood, there's a fellowship of the members of the group, because you do share that. Besides the love of music, you share the blindness. And that, yep, in some way must bring you closer together than any other type of group.
Yeah. We are just like a family. We're just like a family. We've been together so long, we know each other, we can feel one another. We, you know, that, and it is a brotherhood. It's a bond that, you know, it just can't be broken. We're here for the long haul. Until God says that's it, we'll be here.
You are going to be performing at the Mahawi in Great Barrington on Sunday night at 7:00. And people can find out more information by going to mahawi.org. About how many nights are you on the road?
I'm at home right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
In a year, how many dates do you do?
We do from 150 to 200 days out of the year.
Man. And you still enjoy the traveling? You still enjoy going town to town?
Well, I do. It's becoming a little bit hectic now, but I still love it. I still love to go from town to town. I still love the people. I'm a people person. I love people. I love to mingle with them, and I still love to do what I do.
Jimmy Carter is the lead singer for the Blind Boys of Alabama. The Blind Boys are coming to the Mahawi Theater in Great Barrington on Sunday night at 7:00. You can find out more information by going to mahawi.org. Mahawi.org. Jimmy Carter, you're the best. I thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, my friend.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.